Radio U. Riot Control.
So for Riot Control, the last 3 weeks, I think, I have been spending time with the HTC One, and it's the Verizon variant. They're the ones that let us borrow it. And so I've been playing. Now, the HTC One is the new hotness for Android.
Yeah.
And it is HTC's flagship phone. Like, it is their new one. And it's got all the stuff you'd expect. Fingerprint scanner, a fantastic quick camera. It has optical image stabilization, which is cool. It's got a beautiful high-res screen. It's got a fast multi-core processor. Basically, everything you would expect
out normal of, current phone.
Like, a high-end expensive phone. So if you went out
I
and got
that a normal current phone, but you're yes. Okay. More higher end.
I mean, it is like it's their, as far as I know, it's their flagship phone, HTC's anyway. And, it's a direct competitor to like the Galaxy S7 or something like that. So if you bought this phone, like you would love it. You'd just be thrilled with it. I don't have any doubts about that, but let's talk about the stuff I liked and didn't like about it. First off, the HTC One is really, really pretty. Like, I think if you just set it on the table, it looks good. Mostly because it just looks like an iPhone, but you know what? It looks... like, iPhones look nice.
They all have... We've talked about this before, whether no matter which phone side you find yourself on, we have come to the point where they almost all offer the identical things.
They do.
And look-wise, they almost all look the same, so it's no big deal.
Battery life was solid. It's got a USB 3 connector, so that means that I had to make sure I had that charger everywhere I went. I couldn't use my other ones. The touchscreen was very responsive. I say that because with the Galaxy S7, I really had a hard time with their keyboard.
Did it have some lag with it? Or
I don't know that it was lag and the autocorrect in it was weird. It was just
you're putting the shower in it. Just add in the water.
Hey, they said
it won't
that
do any
it
damage,
could, and I did it. But the HTC One is not waterproof like that. The best part about this phone, straight up, hands down, no questions asked, is this. Do you use your phone to listen to music? Now, its exterior speakers are okay. Like, they didn't really blow me away. But this is the best sounding phone for headphones I've ever had in my entire life. Hands down, no questions
asked.
What'd
you say they put in it?
It has some sort of, I don't even understand all the tech. It's got a 24-bit processor as far as like the sound stuff goes. That's what they said. There's a special headphone amp in it. And then it has this Dolby software in it that is a graphic equalizer. So what you do is, and it's really easy to use, and I was super skeptical, but you plug your headphones in and it will activate this software, and you go in and it basically plays tones for you. And as soon as you can hear the tone, you hit the screen. So it's almost like a little game. And then you can set up this like profile for your headphones for the phone.
Because every headphone,
they're all different.
Whether they're the cheap ones or the really, really expensive ones, they're all different. And your ears are different.
Yes.
So it's you can customize it.
And you can save different headphone profiles.
Settings.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. This has been, if they sold an MP3 player that was just like this, I would want it.
Well, yeah,
like,
for the gym.
It's incredible. It is the best sounding MP3 player that I've ever had, hands down. And I got to the point, I sit at my desk and have headphones plugged into a computer. I had them plugged into the phone.
Are phone calls any better too?
I didn't notice, at least
not
to me,
much,
like not really a different quality as far as that goes. And its exterior speakers are not really that impressive. But when it comes to actually plugging in headphones, that to me was a number one selling point. It is the, and again, that's because of how I use the phone. It made it the most competitive thing about it versus like a Galaxy S7. Things I didn't like about the HTC One, everybody loves the metal brushed body thing. That just made to me like it fell off my leg, it fell off the couch, it fell like...
It's a workout thing because you're always bending over to get it.
Right. So I got to put a case on it if I'm going to have something like this around. Like, so it was no good for me in the real world. And this is, of course, going to be a personal thing, but a lot of the apps that I use, for whatever reason, the HTC One and those apps just did not seem to get along.
Oh, they don't play along with each other?
I don't know why, but like Spotify and even Pocket Cast, a podcasting app, like, I'd hit play on something and it would skip to like a weird part in the song or a different part in the podcast and all this stuff. I don't know why. I'm sure that's something they'll have ironed out with updates, but it definitely happened. So part of me, I did kind of like the Galaxy S7 better, maybe because I could take it into the bath every time I took
but
a bath.
Audio wise for your music?
But honestly, if I think I was sitting down to buy a phone, the headphone thing is so stinking good. I honestly think I might end up picking this phone. That's how much I enjoyed using the headphones. So it's the HTC One. It's out there. Again, Verizon variant. That's the one we looked at. Verizon let us play around with it. And you can find some more Riot Control, including updated reviews on tech and games, riot.radio.com.